Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, in this AM, bright and early on the Saturday, doing my thing, man. It's going down. Lovely day, man. I mean, it ain't raining. So in the Northwest, when it's not raining and it's a tad warm, that is a beautiful day. Already been out in it, took the dogs out, ran around, you know, came back, got ready for the show, man. So again, a lot of things going on. Today, we are talking about the meat and potatoes of the show. We're talking about, can your significant other have an opposite sex friend? Can your lady have a guy that's an opposite friend? That's what we're going to get into, right? It's a part two because we did talk about this before, but I'm going to break it down why it came up a little later in the show. But again, a lot going on. First off, let me say RIP. I didn't even peep it on the 19th, actually, is when it happened. But March 19th, Chuck Berry died, 90 years old, man. So RIP Chuck Berry, one of the founding fathers of rock and roll. If you don't know, let me put you on. Chuck Berry, you know, one of the founding fathers, John Coltrane. These cats are the fathers of rock and roll, man. And if you don't know, do your history straight up. But passed away, 90 years old. So a lot of music, everything, you know, like Chuck Berry. You know, without Chuck Berry, there's no James Brown. You know what I'm saying? Without James Brown, there probably is not too much hip hop. You know what I mean? Let's keep it funky. I don't know if anybody's ever paid attention, but when you listen to especially a lot of East Coast samples, man, James Brown was out there. He was sampled up. You know, one of the most sampled artists of our time. Let me keep it funky with you. But again, a lot of else going on in the world. Kanye in the news. I kind of fell off on the Missy. On the Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma beef. So if you got anything to talk about on that, call me in and hit me up. You know what I mean? Let me know. Hit me to what's going on, because I kind of got distance after, you know, Ice and us had the big ass conversation about it. So feel free, 607-203-5357. And you know, we're gonna keep it popping. I got my people calling in, man, and we're gonna see what's good with them. What's good? Talk to me, man. Hello, caller.
Peace, brother Tyvon. Calling, how you doing, family?
Good, man. I'm glad you called in. We're gonna get into this talk in a minute. But what's going on with you, Ty, man? How's everything?
Oh man, love is love, man. Can't complain about a thing. Like you said, man, it's not raining in the Northwest. That's a beautiful thing. I'm about to go outside and enjoy that myself pretty soon after the show. About to go to the park, enjoy a little workout, and collect some wild edibles and whatnot.
Yeah, that sounds like a beautiful Saturday right there, man. You got to understand that. Let me say some things. You know, I love to give my expert, and yes, I said expert opinion on certain things, be it music, movies, TV shows. So as of late, I don't know if anybody out there has been hit, but I'll put you on. They just brought Iron Fist to Netflix. So Netflix has been killing the game with the Netflix original TV shows. I mean, I can't even front. I'm loving them all. You know, Luke Cage being my favorite, can't front on that. But again, Daredevil was dope. They're talking about making a Punisher, you know, the Get Down. They got a lot of shows that Netflix is creating that's really live. And so they did Iron Fist, and I got to say, man, this may be their first to me. Now, it's not horrible. It's not horrible. It's just bearable, and that's the problem. That's the problem. It's just bearable. And, like, I think maybe if they sped up the fight scenes. The dude they got playing, playing Iron Fist, I guess he's so far a little believable, but his martial art game, y'all got to understand this. I know those who might just be tuning in or have not been listening to the show this your first time, I am a superhero comic book aficionado. That is one of my many genius level things that I'm into. And so when I look at characters, I look for character development. Like, you know, Iron Fist is one of Marvel Comics' top martial artists. So I kind of really expected a lot more. You know what I mean? I really expect a lot more explosiveness. Like how Luke Cage, because Luke Cage and Iron Fist actually hook up and they become heroes for hire. So at the time, I was expecting a lot more out of the show because I felt like they really dug deep with the Luke Cage story. They really gave you good background and everything else. And I just didn't think they really did a good job with the Iron Fist. It was just too slow. When you got a martial art character, your martial arts needs to flow. You know, everything needs, it can't look like he's like, and I move to the left, and you move to the right, and one, and two, and three. That's what it looks like. So, a little disappointing. Didn't hate it. Let me keep it funky. Didn't hate it. It just was a little disappointing. With them trying to work on bringing out their Defenders show next, you know, that's why they're introducing all these characters, because they're going to make a Netflix Defenders. And it'll be Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and Iron Fist and Punisher and Daredevil all on this team. So that's what their get down is supposed to be. So I love the fact that they're shooting towards that. But you got to keep these shows, Netflix. You got to keep them on point. And that's just that's the quick scooter critique on the Iron Fist TV show, you know, Netflix original show. So we got Lala calling in the building. My co-host, what's good, Lala?
Good morning. Shout out to Netflix. I watched David Chappelle last night. Have you checked that out?
I haven't, but I heard he was pretty funny on the jump.
I always loved Dave, so it's good to see him back, period. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm still on, like, I haven't picked up Luke Cage again, only because I've been busy. But I'm looking for, I think I'm on the fourth episode.
Nice.
So I'll just kind of sit back and wait till I can pick that back up again. So what's
Luke Cage? Luke Cage is the truth. And then, nothing. You know, I'm going to tell you what's got me. They got a new show coming out called Rebel. And it's going to be on BT. Now, my issue with this show is I really feel like it's a ripoff of Misty Knight. So Misty Knight is a kind of a low-budget superhero black chick who made her little debut and the Luke Cage TV Netflix original. But it seems like, and of course, Netflix planned on doing a Misty Knight show. That's why they introduced these characters in these other shows. And just like they introduced Luke Cage and Jessica Jones show, just to show you that they're going to set up, and then they came with the Luke Cage thing. So to me, this show called Rebel is so Misty Knight. The lady's name is even Knight. I forget what her first name is, but the lady's character's name, last name is Knight. And she's a cop, and she's a badass. And so I don't know. I feel like BET just decided to snake Netflix because they knew that it was on the rise. So they was like, let's grab this, and we'll call it Rebel and kind of make it this really Misty Knight-esque. The chick playing even looks like the chick who played Misty Knight in the Luke Cage Netflix original show. So I don't know, but I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I mean, because like right now, I'm going to say this, for black television, right now, we doing our thing. Like, it's almost like the 90s all over again. Remember when the 90s, we was killing the 90s sitcoms. Like, you know, we was getting it. And that was a thing. You know, and I love that. I love the 90s was us. You know, like, why we didn't have a black president then? You know, the 90s was killing it for us, and I think now in the hour-long shows, we're killing it.
Yeah, the 90s produced Obama, so we could have him now, because he was there.
True, true, true indeed. You know, but I would have loved to have seen that. So right now, I think it's kind of fly that a lot of these black shows are really blowing up. Of course, since we're talking music and movies and TV, of course, Empire debuted, not debuted because it already debuted, but you know they had their new season intro, and it didn't disappoint. I don't know how y'all felt. Y'all watch that? Do you watch it? Do y'all watch Empire? Ty, you watch Empire?
Nah, I don't really watch much TV, man. I watch movies, but not TV.
Yeah.
What a Ty. I don't. I watched the first season, and I dropped off after they came out with that second one.
I am a TV dude. I can't front. I love to see but that's me. I love to critique and go through stuff. So Empire dropped, man. You know, they're bringing music to life. I love it because it definitely is bringing, like, kind of, Empire kind of reminds me of the old New York Undercover. You know, New York Undercover always showcase the artists that was out, like new artists and breaking new artists. And I always thought that was dope. And Empire seems to be trying to do that, breaking new artists and bringing artists
I
in.
I did see that. I was looking at the channels, and I did catch Remy. And I was like, there you go.
So that's what's up, though, man. I like that about New York Undercover when that show came out. Like, oh, man, you can catch some ill stuff coming out, you know what I'm saying, like some new, whatever the new joint was, you know what I'm saying. So that's tight because artists never – they ain't had that in a long time on TV. So that's
long
what's
time.
Up. I'm glad to see that.
I'm going to tell you what else did it. The Luke Cage, the Luke Cage joint, they did that, too, all through that season. Every episode they had they had this club. It was like a cotton club or something. And every episode they would have a new artist. That's when I first got on, because the dude Jadena, the Classic Man dude, I had been heard the song Classic Man, but I thought he was like an R&B dude. And on Luke Cage's show was the first time I saw him actually spitting some rhyme, and it was dope. And I was like, hold it up. And then I looked him up, and I was like, oh, this dude, like, he's more hip hop than R&B. It blew me away, and that's when I learned about him and kind of had to end up copping his music because he was doing some things. So again, you know, love the shows that combine, you know, black culture and bring new black culture to life, man. I love that. I miss the New York Undercover days. So to see Luke Cage doing it and keeping up with it, and Empire trying to do it, is dope. A lot of people don't know that. Some of the people on Empire are actual artists, like the Kid Hakeem. Is out of Philly. He's actually a rapper, you know, trying to make it as an MC. And there's a chick named Frida Gatz that's on the show. That ain't her real name, but that's her character name. And she also is a Philly MC. And they're out, because, of course, the show is like a space between Philly and New York, so they go back and forth. But to me, that's dope. So now you got these young artists who are not just coming out artists. I guess that's where you can give Drake a little props at. You got a lot of these dudes that are multiple, you know, we're actors, singers. I mean, not just Drake. I mean, because let's keep it funky. Latifah, Pac, and all them was doing it. That's always been like hip hop and movies kind of go hand in hand. You know what I mean? Like the realest, the best MCs. They, you know, listen to their music, and something was influenced by TV through TV. I mean, that's what made Dos Effects so dope when they came out, because most of the spits they was kicking was like sound effects and quotables from commercials. You know what I mean? And they put it into a song and made it make sense. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, for me, as a hip-hop head, I love to see happening right now in the game. So that's what it is. But let's move on. This is The Stoop, again, on blogtalkradio.com. And, of course, the meat and potatoes of today's show. Can your significant other have a opposite-sex best friend that is not gay? Now, I want to bring up what brought this up to me, because I've talked. This is something that we talked about some years ago. But what brought it up was because I was talking to a friend of mine, and I guess they were saying something about their significant other and having a friend out that was opposite sex, and I was like, well, which one? Can you do it? And he was like, nah, you know. I really can't. I ain't trying to do it, you know, but she can't do it. And he was just all confused up. And I was like, really, dude? So it got me to thinking. And I started going around asking some of my female friends that I work with, was this doable? You know, and they were like, well, you know. So I said, let me tell you something. Here's the truth. Here's what a lot of people will not admit. And I'm going to say some things that's going to piss a lot of people off. So let me start at the beginning. All right. First off, my thought is no, you cannot. Right? But you cannot if you're a woman, you can if you're a man. Okay, all right, don't say nothing yet. Don't say nothing yet. So with women, most women, when they have a male best friend, it is a dude who had feelings, who did like her, who might have wanted to be intimate and somehow did some way didn't make the cut. So he's been friend
in the friend zone.
He's in the friend zone. And he's fighting and biding his time to make his way into the bed zone.
He's lurking.
Yeah, he's lurking. He's lurking around, you know. She may have told him, in her mind, she may be like, I don't even see him like that. But for him, he's being patient, because patience is a virtue. This is why. Now, with men, the reason I say most men can have the female best friend is because more than likely we've already slept with them, and it, you know, whatever reason we just, you know, it just broke even or whatever, and we decided, you know, sex between us was weird or it just didn't work, and we're just okay with being friends now, you know. So, and most of the time when that happens on the man's side, we're totally done and that person's totally done, so we can be friends. You dig? Now, I know people are going to say, oh, that's so sexist. Oh, my God. I can't. But that is the way of the world. It is usually how it goes. Again, the reason women cannot, because that dude is lurking. He is waiting for the crack in that glass case so he can blast his way through and be all up in.
Okay, I can't even hold it. So according to your theory, that makes you the lurker as well, even if you hit it before. Since you, a guy and a girl, friends, it's one or the other.
No, sir. No, sir. Why
you, ladies, now you know, if you date Scooter, any of his female friends,
no,
he's probably done.
No. I'm not lurking. I am not lurking. And if you date me and I have female best friend, yes, it's clear that I have smashed more than likely, unless she was married. Because I do have some female friends that are married. And I'm cool. You know, and those, that's when you can really have a female or male best friend, when they're married, because then, like, you do couple stuff with that friend and blah, blah, blah. But, again, that's just usually how it works. Most women that have a guy best friend, she may not look at him as that, but he's that dick in the glass case, and he is over there waiting patiently. No, I am not a lurker. I've already smashed. I'm not patiently waiting for shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not wasting away for nothing.
Okay, but you're not. But according to your theory, that would make all the guys lurkers
either way. According
to
my theory, a guy that smashes has smashed. The lurker has not smashed. He's waiting for the opportunity, which is why females cannot have guy best friends, because that dude is only your best friend until that moment of he can get something.
Okay, but once people cross that line, you can say you're finished. So, you know, that's why we can be friends. But that ain't the case with everybody else who's crossed that line. And that's
right.
Significant.
So
other may have insecurity.
Yeah, sorry, not to cut your wisdom, but like, so, what if you grow up with the person, right? Like, are you saying that there's never a situation where the guy can be in be the friend of a female, not want to smash, and not be a lurker?
Definitely, definitely. So, and here's those situations.
Yeah, maybe they sang in the junior choir at church and stuff.
If she's married, if you grow up together, if she's gay, if there are some women who just have that homie vibe, right? But again, it's with a guy and a girl. A guy and a girl. You dig what I'm saying? So that's a guy and a woman. To me, a guy, those situations for a guy can work. With a woman, that dude is always trying to be a dick in a glass case. You know what I mean? And like, you see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a role reverse. Like, I'm just saying, it's the truth. It's the truth.
In case of emergency.
Okay, so again, if you meet a woman and she has a best friend that's a guy, that dude's a lurker, right? Even if she says, well, we grew up together and dot, 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 this, that, and the third, right? He's been wanting to be with her since birth or whatever. Now, flip the script. If you have a female best friend, she's not a lurker. She's your childhood friend, and y'all been friends with her. Because, again, I know it sounds crazy, but if the dude can have it, the woman cannot. I'm just saying. That's just the science behind it.
No, there's
like,
weird women out there.
This is where I'm with Lala, because the math on that up, right? I'm with Lala because the math on that up. Because all right, so I'm the female. I have a female best friend, but I'm also the male best friend in that situation, right?
Right.
And we grew up together, right? I know this in second grade, right? I know it through all her boyfriends. I know it through when she lost her virginity to people. I know all her secrets, all the stuff, right?
Right.
I know it through her marriage. I know the ups and downs of the marriage, through her children. She's known me through my life, through my marriage, et cetera. Right.
Right.
So in the math, I don't ever consider myself the lurker in that situation or the dick
not,
in the glass. Right. But I'm her best friend in the situation. So how does that work?
Right. So you have to always look at it from, here's how you fix that. You always got to look at it from Ty's perspective. She's your best friend. You see what I'm saying? As long as she's your best friend, you're not the lurker. Now, if a someone come, now as a if a new dude comes in her life from her aspect, from her angle, right? Because he's coming in from her side of life, not your side of life. He's going to view you as a lurker. A new dude will always be threatened by you until he realizes either y'all are just officially friends or it doesn't work out.
So
right. Unless I'm not man enough to have a conversation with him, right? So like in this, like
right.
in my lifetime, like
right.
I've been with her, like I've been around the insecure guys, even when I've tried
right.
to be cool with them, right? They're insecure right. no matter what, right? But like with her husband, right? Like I broke it down, like look, man, like I'm her friend, I'm your friend-in-law. You understand what I'm saying? Like I support
right.
your marriage to the fullest, and
right.
and I'm not going to do nothing to disgrace this onto the marriage, whatever, right? Like your
right.
kids call me Uncle T. I'm not playing with that, right?
Gotcha.
I'm holding that sacred, right? So like if the guys don't have that conversation with the male, like with the significant other, like there's gonna be an issue.
Until you squash that.
Right. Right. Because you're saying I'm dick under glass. You're putting out that display, right? From male
right.
to male, like mono e mono, right?
But now hold up. There's also a way of going about it. All right. Now since we're laying out scenarios and all, let me paint a picture for you. So one of my first apartments I'm living in, and I got this chick that lives next door, and we become an item, and we're a couple. And I go back to the crib for a minute for the holiday. I come back, and she got an ex boyfriend, mind you, living with her. They got a one bedroom spot. So I'm like,
but they're just friends
okay.
now.
I was like, you got a one bedroom spot, and this brother's on the couch, and he's an ex, and you moved him in after I was out of town. So we didn't have no conversation. So the dude comes and knocks on my door, and he's like, yo, I just wanted to introduce myself, man. I wanted to let you know, old girl just holding me down, man, looking out for me. I wanted to let you know ain't nothing going on between us, yada, yada, yada. And my response to him was, well, dig this, brother. If really wasn't nothing going on between y'all, you wouldn't have to come knock on my door and tell me this anyway. Because that's how I felt. Like, I felt like, you know, you the ex-dude, you just the ex-dude. You would make sure that's what it was. And again, that wasn't a game I was playing. You wasn't going to move your ex in your crib and all of a sudden, no, that wasn't cool for me.
So if he didn't come speak to you, you're going to think he's guilty because he avoiding you.
No,
he didn't say what Ty did, you know?
You know, no, it's...
That's different, though, because he's the ex. That's a different conversation with the ex, right? Because, like with me having that conversation, like, I've never had sex with my
girlfriend.
But
Scooter's theory is once your ex, you're done with each other, so then you can be friends.
As a guy, I'm a Scooter. Like, I would have an issue with the conversation. Like, no, if I know you're the ex and everyone knows you're the ex, you don't need to go say nothing. Just be clean about your business and let me see you keeping it clean, and we don't got to talk about it. Like
right.
if you're talking to me, it's the reverse of what I'd be trying to do.
The topic not come up, and he just keeps sleeping on the couch, and y'all, excuse me, pass each other in the hallway and stuff. You'd rather that than do it.
Right, you ain't holding him down for too much long, like for too long, right? Because
right.
like that's your
right.
ex. Respectfully, you only gonna hold him down for so long, right?
Right.
Right.
That cat, no more. He shouldn't be there no longer than about 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Three, if you pushing it. Like, real talk.
So you guys are cool with that? You're just not going to talk about it? You just la, 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 just expect, and then telling her, he's going to be gone by next week, right?
Well, no.
That's
if
how you
he,
do it?
If he's not interested, if he's just the ex and he's there for whatever reason she's letting him be there, like Ty said, it's just going to be that. As I'm coming out, he going to wake up and be out. He's going to come home late,
right.
lay down. He's not going
right.
to make it a point to really be there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he will show me in his actions. He don't got to say it in his words. You see what I'm saying?
Huh.
He's going to show me in his actions
right.
that, hey, ain't nothing up.
Right. Right. I have that conversation with my lady. I'm hoping she has that conversation with me, right? Like, you know what I mean? So there is no tension to start the whole thing off with, right?
Exactly. That's part of it.
Okay, so exes don't talk to you, but if you're childhood friends only, they can come talk to you.
No,
that's how the guys do it, right?
No, Now hold on. Now there's a difference as the friend, as like Ty said. Now as
y'all
the,
getting
as
complicated.
The,
okay.
as the guy friend, right? As the guy friend, I've been her friend all her life. Like I got a homegirl named Monster. Monster is my homie. Now here's the truth. If Monster ever gave Scooter some play, I'm at her. Real talk. I am the lurker. But I'm also really a good friend of hers. And like I've been around her and her dudes.
I got her back
and I don't flake, I don't act lurky around the dudes. You know what I mean? Like all they know is me and Monster's cool. I don't express she knows I like her. She has had feelings for me. Like we know this. This is an open thing. We just don't speak about it amongst nobody else. For whatever reason, it just ain't happened. You know what I mean? So we just look at it as that. Okay, this just ain't happened, but you still my nigga. And she's like, boom, and that's what it is. You know, and again, if I got a girlfriend, they've met her. If she's got dudes, I've met them. We just don't speak on the dealings of us. You see what I'm saying? It's just best for them to know.
Okay, I got to stop and ask now. So if you got a girlfriend, if you get a girlfriend tonight, so from now on you got a girlfriend, but she's going to meet Monster. And
right.
The truth is with Monster is you're lurking. So how does that play out now you got a girlfriend? How is she supposed to feel about you hanging out and lurking on Monster?
Well, the truth of the matter is I'm not lurking on Monster. That's the thing. There's an attraction, but it's not a lurking attraction. If I meet a chick and she's my girl and I'm into you, then whatever was there with Monster should be over anyway. We ain't never hooked up. We ain't never kicked it, nothing. So at that point, Monster, that friendship is, if not anything else, more solidified as a friendship. Because I'm into you. I'm into you, my girlfriend now. So I shouldn't even be thinking about Monster anyway other than being the homie. If I'm truly trying to be monogamous with you.
And so as long as you say that, you can go hang out with Monster on Thursday night?
Yeah. But more than likely, I'm not going to. You know, more than likely, I'm not. Like, I'm. Let's be sensible. Like, if I'm hanging with Monster, my chick's probably going to be with me. You know.
Okay, because I'm keeping it on topic. How's your significant other feel about you having a friend of the opposite sex that's not gay? So now I'm kind of with you on that. Is we can still stay friends, but this is my significant other. There shouldn't be a problem if the three of us are doing whatever we're doing.
Right. I mean, here's how I feel. If you my lady, you don't need a male best friend. You already got one, me. You know what I'm saying? You don't really need another male best friend. I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's where.
Well, you better know how to decorate and which shoes look right.
Hey, this is where us as men need to be men. Real talk. My mom and pop been mad. 52 years. I know that they've been best friends because you got to have more than that. You know what I mean? Like, after a while.
Ultimately, that is the goal, though. Yeah.
Right. Like, you got to have that friendship where they can talk and go their separate ways. My dad had female friends growing up. My mom had, you know, male friends. But that was a different time. Now you're in a time where, you know, stretch pants is worn every day and, you know, monogamy is a thing of the past and, you know, the world is making it seem like it's okay to just have a couple, you know, on your team to cheat and all that. Like, marriage is nothing now. The institution of marriage is not what it used to be. Or even relationships and all of that. Cats is just, they in it for a minute.
Disrespected. Even the dance floor, like we talked about last week, it ain't the same.
Exactly. And, you know, in fact, I think there's a 90s, 80s party that's coming up. I got to think of the date. I think it's coming up. I got to see the date.
I think it was last night if it was Mike Brown in Tacoma. I think he had it last night, Friday night.
It might have been. I'm mad if I missed it.
Was in Tacoma last night, too, at the Emerald Queen. Did you catch it? I seen some clips people were posting live from the show.
Yeah.
Good show.
Who was?
Babyface.
Yeah, I went to that Demo Queen last night, so it was a nice little crowd going on. But yeah, so you know that's the thing. You're right; it's changed. The music has changed. Everything's changed. So of course, the whole mentality or thought processes of relationships have changed. I just can't rock with it. I'm old school with mine.
Right.
You know, and I want a relationship, and I don't feel that you need. Now, again, if you have a childhood best friend, if you have a male best friend that existed before me, I'm not one to try to interfere with that. If you got a best friend that was an ex, we got a problem. You see what I'm saying? That's where I live. If y'all, you know, running around with your friends. Right. Running around with the ex. Oh, you know, he's so good and cool. And that's the issue. Unless the ex is a cool ass. Like, I knew a chick, and her, and me and her were talking, and her baby dad, I think it was her baby dad, lived with her, but she was like, ain't nothing popping. And me and that cat had talked on the phone because he was like, bro, he didn't know nobody out here, and he wanted to meet some folks. And me and him talked, and he was a cool dude. And I was like, sure, I can rock with him. We talked about getting up and hanging out, and I was like, oh. And I didn't have a problem with that, but you could just tell in his whole get down and his demeanor that he had no real interest in her. You see what I'm saying? So I guess that's just real man shit is what I feel. Like, you really a real man, like how Ty said when he approaches the guys, a real real recognize real. So I can tell when you're genuinely coming up to me and saying, little dude, ain't nothing between me and the chick, and you ain't got nothing to fear. But at the same time, if you do it dirty, you got something to fear. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's friendship thing. That's that vibe. And you know it, and you let it be known. You know, with my female friends, I'm real about it. Like, even with Monster, that's my homie. Monster is my homie, and we kick it, you know. But, you know, like I said, there is an attraction. We just don't play it out to the world. That's just something that's, you know, between us, and we kick it, keep it funky, and hey, is what it is.
You know, I will say this, bro, that even with the friends that you grew up with, whether you're male or female, right, it doesn't matter. There's something that's got to be recognized by the friends when there's a marriage or a relationship that happens, right? Because as a person you grew up with, like you develop a certain kind of intimate conversation, right? And just like you're talking about, like it's not cool to have somebody who's an ex be your best friend. Because there's a physical thing there, right? Well, there's also like a mentally emotional thing there, an intimate level with the best friend that kind of you. Unfortunately, it can't stay the same once you get old enough to where like people are getting married and whatnot. It can't stay the same because you end up building the right communication with the wrong person, right? Type of communication you had is the kind of communication that they're supposed to be building with their significant other at that point. So there's like a sacrifice that's got to be recognized and made at that level. Definitely want to recognize that.
And that's real.
And you called it out. They're levels, and that's why I always say, if you ain't married, you ain't married. But once you are married, for me, that changes the whole game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, whether you jump in a broom or however you're, evolving to that next level, I'm looking for my best friend.
And if you're looking to be in a relationship, there's a different thought process. You know what I mean? A different approach.
Right.
And that's real. And if you're not willing to accept that, you know, like I had somebody ask me, She was like, you know, what kind of person are you? You see yourself, where you at in life? Are you a relationship person? Are you a settled down person? Blah, blah, blah. And it was funny.
Are you a dog man?
It was funny to me because she's asking because she's expressing some interest in me. But I'm like, don't you got to do? So, like, what do you think my interest in you would be? You know what I'm saying? If you at me and you got to do, we can't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you clearly are a cheater.
Maybe
like,
she's creating a mental profile for her single girlfriends.
Man,
she's kind of filling you out, you know?
Let me tell you something, man. Look.
I ain't a player, I just crush a lot. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
don't wanna be a player.
I'm not a player, I'm struck a lot.
Game that I'm quite flat. Sweetness, when you park that. Petiteness, but that ass fat. You got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though. Bit harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it if she tripping, disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the five in front. Probably a cannabis stunt. Y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her. Find a deal with her. Fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get laced. Television, Versace heaven, when I'm up in them, the shit she kick, all the shit's legit, she get dick from a player off the New York Knicks, nigga trick ridiculous, the shit was plus, she stressing me the fuck, like she was in the rush, we fucked in his bed, quite dangerous, I'm in his ass while he play against the Utah Jazz, my 112, CD blast, I was passed, she came twice, I came last, roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown, then I heard a moan, honey I'm home, yup. so prone for situations like this. I'm up in his broad, I know he gon' like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fist put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, leg, she begging me to stop, but the cat getting closer. Getting hot like a toaster, a cop's toast, Before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't wanna blast her man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though the situation looking kinda ill, yo. It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a soft pillowcase, some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up, gagged her mouth with the pillowcase. Played the cut, nigga coming on some love close to shit. Flash the heat on him, he stood emotionless. Dropped the glass, screaming, don't blast. Here's the stash, 100 cash, just don't shoot my ass, please. Nigga pulling mad G's out the floor, put stacks in the front of that sack. Hit the door, grab the keys to the 5. Call my niggas on the cell, bring some weed, I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gon' believe what the fuck happened to me. Remember that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch crib, this bitch fucking run them on Nick ass niggas and shit. I'm up in this spot, so.
I don't know.
Which one? I'm one of them 6'5 niggas. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm up in the motherfucking spot, so boom, I'm up in the pussy. Whatever, whatever. I fall some
live.
I do creep, and I fall some.
What the fuck?
Oh, it must have been rained out or something.
That is why women don't have guy best friends. Right there. Yeah. This is the Super Blog Talk Radio.com. Again, I'm your host, Soapbox Scooter, with Ty and the beautiful Lala. And we are just kicking a Willy Bobo talking about opposite sex best friends. Best friends. Here's how I feel about this situation with the opposite sex best friend. Here's why it's a big issue for me. Because best friend implies this is the your best friend. They know things. Like, when I think about my best friends.
Yeah, the intimacy.
Right. The things they know about me. And, like, you ever watch one of those movies, like, okay, like Love and Basketball. Perfect example. Here's this woman that's marrying Tay Diggs, and then they have the bridal thing, and his best friend is Sanaa Lathan. They had the bridal shower, and they're asking questions about him, and she knows all the answers. And everybody's like, that girl, how you know this, and his wife don't? You know what I mean? Like, she knows all the answers. You know, that could be weird, and that is an issue for me. I can't have another man know more about my woman. Another man should not know more about my woman.
Or you, because I tell my best friend everything. That. And I know everything about her husband because he came along 2012. So we talk through everything. You know what I'm saying? That's intimate.
That's the thing. Like my best friend, we've been boys since 4 and 5 years old. So as my lady, you need to know him. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you know him, then
like
you're
a brother.
Yeah, you need to know him. That is like a must for me. If you know him, and he should be almost like a best friend to her. You dig what I'm saying? Like that. Like that's how I feel about that. Cause I know, like, me and his wife, we're cool. I'm like a best friend to her. Now, mind you, I don't pick up the phone and call her or do nothing weird like that. I don't be Facebooking her or nothing. That's my man's chick. But when I'm around, when I'm in town, she's like my best friend. I can pop over there. If he ain't there, it ain't no issue. I can pop over like, yo, woo, woo, woo. She'd be like, oh. But, again, I don't do weird stuff like, oh, I'm just going to wait. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not going to wait, dude. Like, I'm going to come back when he home. Like, this time I came by. You know, like, I could wait. But, again, the grown thing, the adult thing is to, hey, I'm going to come back. You know, at least in my world. That's how I feel. So,
respect.
I think, exactly. I have that much respect for him not to put, you know, make a situation seem ill or even, you know, that's just how it should be. Dudes today aren't doing that. They're not thinking that way. And that's kind of partially, I guess, our fault in not teaching. But, you know, you'll get a lesson today. You'll learn one today here on the stoop because that's what it is. We're going to teach you. We're going to school you young boys today. Because that's how you're supposed to handle things. Don't ever show up to your man crib and she say he ain't here and you be like, well, I'm going to just wait. Nah, there's no reason for you to wait. You want to wait, go wait in your car. You know what I'm saying? Ride around the block. Do something else. Especially with today's technology, you can sit in your car and play a video game. Watch a movie. You know what I mean? But that's the thing. That is my issue with the whole significant other thing. I don't need another person out there in the world knowing my lady better than me, more than me. You know, because that means I'm not doing my job or she's not talking. One of the two. Which means I don't have a, in my eyes, we don't have a real relationship anyway. If another man knows more about you than I do and you feel more comfortable talking to him, then we don't have a relationship anyway.
Right.
Because part of a relationship is communication. And if you can't communicate to me about that, anything, everything, then we don't have a relationship anyway. We've already got problems to begin with. You know, and that's something for y'all to think about, you know, that are listening in. Feel free to comment, 607-203-5357. Again, we're just talking. We're just letting it be known about the opposite sex. So let me ask y'all this. All right, here's a question. What about new friends? What about new best friends? Like, all of a sudden your lady pops up. You know, y'all been together for mad long. You've accepted all her, you know, friends, the ones she grew up with and vice versa. But all of a sudden, here she is at this job, and there's Tim, and Tim is the new dude. You know, and he's like, hey, you know, we should hang out sometime and just want to be friends.
The office
husband.
Wow.
What'd you say?
That's called the office husband. They call that the office husband.
That's the office husband? Yeah, you're going to get a home divorce doing that. You know, that's how I view it. That. So, but how do you feel? Is that doable? Can your man, Lala, come with a new chick? Like, hey, this is
outside of work.
I mean, let's say she came from anywhere. It could be a chick from job or whatever, but she's new. She's new in his world. She's new in his life. Like, even if it's from the job, she's new at the job. So he ain't been working around her mad long. She's just brand new, and this is life, and she's trying to be the homie. Is that doable?
I'm trying to put myself in that scenario, but my instincts would tell me that if my man had a female friend at his job he was feeling pretty comfortable with, and he'd be telling me about her because we have that intimacy. And as I listened to him, if it felt like it could progress to me meeting her, she's going to be our homie. You feel
okay.
me? Not, right. Oh, here, honey, by the way, this is Bunny, and she came to Seattle 4 months ago, has been working on a project with me, and none of that shit.
No, that's right.
Not if we best friends and intimate, I'd have been knowing about her.
Right. See, that's a good point. That is a great point. Because, if we're best friends and we're intimate, you should be sharing this with me instantly. You know, how long have I been working together on this project? 6 months. What?
You feel me? Like, there ain't nothing wrong with being like, oh, this new chick I'm working with, I mean, I ain't interested in her, but she's hilarious. You got to meet her. You know what I mean? If that's how you feel about a new person in your life that's the opposite sex, your significance should be feeling what you're feeling and check those emotions as they progress. You know what I'm saying? No surprises.
It's definitely something that we need to be discussing, number one. Number two, I don't know how I'm not too keen to the new friend at work. You know, to me, the guy friend at work more than likely is trying to holler anyway, unless, here's the thing, because I did have a situation. There was a chick that I worked with, and me, her, we had got cool, and then there was a third chick that had got cool, and one night, me and the one chick went out, and all of us was just friends. And me and the one chick went out, and we ran into the other one. And so we all planned on going out again. So we all went out again. Now, come to find out, and this is how small, I guess, Tacoma can be sometimes. Come to find out, now I'm hanging out with this chick, kicking it with her. My barber was her dude, and I never knew it. I never knew, you know, I never made the connection. And then one day I saw a picture at work, and I said, yo, that's my barber. And she was like, what? So then she called him. We started laughing. So now the three of us hang out. You see what I'm saying? Like, and because me and him always is cool. So me and her hang out, me and him hang out like that, you know. I don't hang out solo with her anymore. You dig? Once I found out, oh, I know you're a dude. Now, mind you, I was never trying to pop at her or nothing. But out of respect, and because this is also a dude that is becoming my friend, I don't need to hang out with her anymore. When I was hanging out with her before, it was me, her, and another person. So it was never like, you know, no single us just hanging out type stuff, you know. And I think that's important. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta make sure that's – you got to know how to fall back. You got to play your part, you know. And I think that's one of the biggest issues today.
It's social etiquette.
Right. You know, and – but like I said, so for me, because I was hanging with her, it was cool. But once I realized, okay, this is my dude and this is his lady, then I just started breaking bread with both of them. You know, we
right.
hang out together. That. But for me, myself, I don't know, man. I don't know if I would have been cool with that. You know, like, if the shoe was on the other foot, I don't know if I could have been cool with that. I don't know if I'd have been like, oh, you hanging out with who? You and Scooter going, what? Well, who the hell is Scooter? You know what I mean? And at the time, like, I don't think he made the connection because I didn't make the connection. You know what I mean? So he wasn't putting two and two together. That Scooter sitting in his chair with Scooter, you know, at the job. I don't think he thought about it at all. I didn't think about it. Like, we was just sitting back there kicking it. And then actually, it wasn't her that had the picture. I think I was at the barbershop and he had the picture. That's what it was. And I was like, that's your lady? And he was like, yeah, that's what it was. And I was like, dude, I work with her. And that's how it played out. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I could be that dude. I don't know. What about you, Ty? Can your lady have a new best friend?
That's just – the whole concept of a new best friend is just crazy to me, period, right? Because
– right.
It's like, what am I, right?
Exactly.
You've now became the old man. That's my old man.
Right.
You ain't the best
right.
friend no more.
Right.
They just
the
stuck in
friend?
Their relationship.
Now, I'm cool with, like, an acquaintance or, like, a new friend. Like, I ain't tripping on that. Like, because, like, as you get older, like, you know what kind of people you do like and you don't like, right? So, if, like, you get to work with new people and, like, oh, you find out, like, you check off the list. Like, you like basketball. You like – I can drink beer with you. Oh, you like comic books. Oh, I can watch a UFC fight. Whatever. You know, like, whatever, right? Like, okay, you can be a friend, right?
But
the whole concept
friend.
Of being best friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nah, once you progress to – like, once you're in a significant other type relationship, like, you're trying – that person should be your best friend or that should be the end goal of that, hopefully, right? If not,
yeah,
you got to question what you're there for.
I think it's definitely
right.
like you said, questioning what you're there for, and then also keeping it funky. I know for me, I was working with a chick, and we just hit it off. We had hit it off, and we would clown. Like, she would be like, "You're my work husband." I'd be like, "You're my work wife," and we clowned about it. And she told her husband, like, "Oh, you know, this dude is my work husband at work. You know, boo 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 boo," and we met. And when we met, we just clicked, you know. But like you said, I never, like, when we hung out at work or after work, it was us as a team hanging out after work, you know what I mean? Then, you know, or then when I met the husband, I started coming over and hang the husband. And, like I might have little stuff. Like, I might shoot by there and see how she's doing. And he may not be home, and we might sit back, we might have a drink or two and talk some trash, whatever, and then I bounce. Like, I don't just, you know what I mean, because I'm cool with him too now. But I don't make it awkward. I think that's what it is. I think people don't understand that nowadays. When you make it awkward, then that's when the friendship stuff, the best friend, and I guess I'm a new best friend to her. But I'm not, like you said, though, I think I'm more like a new best acquaintance. You dig? Like, I'm not over 24.
Right.
We're not hanging out.
Are they
like
married?
That. Yeah, they're married.
Okay, so to me, I honor a marriage because that's what I want. So when
right.
I'm looking at a marriage, I look at it as the two become one. You're looking at an entity of one that is a combination
right.
of two, and so there has to be that respect there. It doesn't necessarily mean Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and they always have to do everything together. But
right.
when I'm dealing with a married couple, friendships, I love them both and treat them like cousins. You know what I mean? Like, that's just
– right.
But you honor that they're one. That's
yeah.
how I do, anyway.
I like the term Caillou's the friend in law. I like that. You know what I mean?
Friend in law. Yo, yeah. I'm your friend in law.
Because that's really what it is. I mean, real talk. Mm-hmm. If most people, like anybody that's a best friend in my world, or you know, and most people, like to me, I guess if you're in my camp, if you're in my circle, you are a best friend of mine. You dig? Like,
right.
There's definitely those I socialize with outside, but if you're that far in my circle, and there's the levels of friendship I feel. So for me, if you're in that circle where you know the intimate angles of Scooter, male or female, then you are family to me. So I will definitely present you as family, you know, and I think that's just kind of how I am, you know what I mean? Be it male or female, I'm like, yo, this is my sister, you know. Like, I got a homegirl in Seattle, my girl Dawn. Dawn is my ace, you know what I mean? That is my sister. But real talk, and I'm keeping it funky, me and Dawn had our moment years ago, like 20 years ago. We had our moment, right? But out of that came a great friendship. Out of that came a best friend. Now, when I meet females, I don't be like, oh, yeah, me and Dawn used to kick it, you dig? But at the same time, I don't hide it neither, and she don't hide it. You know, but now we are family. I'm uncle to her kids. She's auntie to my kids, you know, and that's how we kick it, and we don't even discuss the us back then. You know what I mean? Like, that's something we might joke about later down the line. Every now and then, you know, take a stab at each other and be like, ah, nigga, remember this, you know. But that's it. Like, it's literally where that stops. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't make it awkward for her to have a dude. She don't make it awkward for me to have a female. When I got a female, she comes around and she's my sister. You know what I'm saying? And she presents just like that. And I think, you know, that's why I say guys can kind of do it a little bit different than, because, you know, women, when they have that lurker guy, then it just is different. And you can tell. You can tell. It's definitely like Todd said, you know, you can, when you approach them, you can tell the realness. You know what I mean? You can feel. So you can tell that dude that's like if you got a guy, if you got a female and her guy best friend is the type that be giving that advice like, man, you know what? I thought he loved you, though. I thought he was, man, see? He ain't home. He ain't over there. See, that's corny. That's corny. And that's what I can't deal with. I had a female, and she had that. She had a dude that was trying to be her best friend, and every time me and her would have issues, he'd be like, thought he loved you, though. I was like, really, dude? I had to check him. I literally had to invite him over my house and check him. So that's why
it's intimate stuff, because those people that are privileged to know what's going on in your relationship, and then they speak into it or on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to be careful who, you know, like you said, you don't want someone else to know. You said you don't want someone else knowing about your girl, but like I said, oh, knowing about you. While she's whining and crying to her friend who's a man.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. Like, it makes me think of the episode of Baby, on the movie Baby Boy, the scene where Snoop Dogg calls in prison, and he's like, is this Jody? Jody that got my girl pregnant? Jody that can't take care of his bills and tizzle living with his baby mama? Like, right then, we instantly have a problem. You are my take to this dude? That is a no-no. Can't have it. No way. Forget it. That's what it is, man. We're going to end it with a song. I appreciate y'all hanging with me, man. Ty, Lala, and kicking it, keeping it funky about the best friend. Hey, here's what it is, people. I think we've all said it and laid it out for the most part. Your best friend should be your significant other, period. If you're not, then, hey, you need to check who you're with. That's it. Any last words, people?
Nope, just enjoy spring and enjoy the sun, man.
That's what's up. We're going to end with some music as usual.
Go ahead. Wait.
Michelle, why you got to tell Mickey everything about us?
Because I needed somebody to talk to.
But you trying to make it seem like I started it.
I just told the story the way it went.
Michelle.
What?
Hey. I'm gonna tell y'all what started from the beginning. I
would have
cruising down the Ave with my homeboy Boo, laying back like Jack Miller went to the groove. The
greatest man alive was cold rock in my world. Been a rock a little harder when the thought is fresh, black girl. But hold up, I can't go out like it's nothing. I had to conjure up a cool way to stress. They call me ES, the overlord of fresh. I saw you in the dress and I just had to dress. A compliment came through in the clutch. She started to blush, then I knew what was up. Called the next morning, said, what'll it be? Then I end the movie, you're just chilling with me. She said, hey. So I went and got the slimmy. As soon as I opened the door, she said, Jimmy. It was like I was a bone and she was stretching. She got what cold swallowed my ones like really stretching. Then after a couple weeks of good loving, my friend, she did the dummy move. She started asking for forgiveness. Come around the corner looking funky fresh. This new jack babe started popping a mess. Steady tripping, cause I ain't calling last night. I kindly pulled her through the sides and jumped like a hike. Cause I don't need a girl, too many problems in this world. So boo-boo on the head with your Jerry girl. She went to Jefferson's and Lincoln. I said, no way, no slump. What do you think this is, President's Day? People start bugging over things like that, honey. You know the time, so don't act funny with the money. I refuse to abuse my savings and loans. So if you want some ends, baby, best go with your own. Now I said it was before and I'ma say it again. Let's believe you won't receive no forgiveness. But Chef, how come every time we argue it always gotta be about money?
When I was with Steady B, I had it all. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, gold, Liz Claiborne, I had it all. You ain't giving me nothing.
It's a shame nowadays you got to stay paid. It ain't like the old days when you were serenade, taking walks with your girl at night in the park and in the shadow. She could leave still her heart, but the new wave 80s has everything reversible. Instead of walks, you drive a Cadillac convertible. Two's bound to kill you, all you need is one. To constantly bug you, to get her hair done. Every reason you style.